America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tomorrow's a big day, folks, and we will be providing coverage from 8 p.m. to midnight tomorrow night. Myself, Dave Cohen, and our guest, John Cuvion, political pollster, strategist, and founder of JMC Analytics and Polling. John, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
John, it is finally here, my friend. I know you're probably weary, tired.
It's kind of anticlimactic at this point, isn't it?
Yes, it very much is. Let's talk a little bit about what we hope to cover tomorrow evening. There's a lot going on. It's not only really about the president and the vice president, but it's about a lot of down ballot races and also some governorships that are up for grabs as well that have a lot to do with what the political flavor of the day is going to be.
Yes, I mean, this is basically kind of an all-in-one kind of election where not only do we have a tight presidential election, but there is the issue of who will control the House and the Senate. There'll be some state houses. We, of course, have our six congressmen up tomorrow. In other words, lots to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. The polls, I mean, flip a coin. You're a pollster. Yeah. They're basically all within the margin of error, and actually the vast majority of them less than 1%. I don't know how you draw a distinction at this point in time. I guess it's safe to say flip a coin.
Well, that would be the safe way to go, but from looking at a lot of other pieces of data, all of them are pretty consistently pointing to a Trump win. And more specifically, I have been looking at the level of partisan enthusiasm from primary voting, from voter registrations, from early voting, from exhaustively looking at the polls and seeing what happened 2 weeks ago, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if indeed there were movement towards, let's pretend, Kamala Harris, it would have been picked up in one of those many signals I've looked at.
Right. Well, let's talk about voter registration, because I was hearing some numbers the other day that were pretty incredible. I hadn't been following that very closely, and I was shocked that it seems like the first time in a long time the Republicans outpaced the Democrats in a number of states.
Yes, and what's happened, you have to appreciate as kind of the backstory that in a presidential year, that is when the bulk of new registrants will want to sign up, because the presidential race basically drives everything. And traditionally, Democrats have done very well with voter registration. 2020, things changed because, of course, thanks to the pandemic, you weren't having these voter registration drives. But even against that benchmark, voter registration this year has been much less compared to 2020. And yes, Republicans have been running the tables pretty much across the board, including here in Louisiana, where I want to say the Democratic plurality is down to 80,000.
Wow. That's interesting, because in a number of states, you guys as pollsters know what that delta needs to be for one party or the other to really prevail, right?
Yes, and the important thing, too, is if I were to see strong Democratic enthusiasm, which certainly was the case in 2008 when Barack Obama was elected president, I would be seeing substantial increases at the last minute of registered voters, typically starting around August, but going into September and October. I've not seen that at all. And not only is voter registration activity down by about 50%, but like we already mentioned, I'm seeing Republicans doing much better. So that, to me, is one of several signals that Democrats, well, people aren't into this election, but the aren't into this election is much more on the Democratic side than on the Republican side. And lack of enthusiasm is worth a point or two in the final analysis.
Yeah. Let's talk about ground game for a moment. We here in Louisiana are not a swing state, so we've not, you know, it's not been readily apparent to us. It really hasn't been revealed to us about the breadth and depth of either the Democrat ground game or the Republican ground game. I know you talk to a lot of your peers around the country. What are you hearing?
So I think what's a very good, I mean, both parties are going to spin all their ground game efforts, but I think the truer, I guess, measure of how effective it is, early voting pretty much starts in mid-September around the country, and then, of course, it gradually reaches here in Louisiana. Part of that ground game would be getting people to early vote, and what I have seen here in Louisiana and elsewhere, people are a lot less mail-in voters. There's some more in-person early voters, but the more important thing is Republicans, for the first time that I could ever recall, have a lot more energy with regards to early voting, and I don't think that's the kind of thing that you can suddenly turn off tomorrow.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Obviously, they failed in that regard last time around, right? And it seems as though
there's
been a huge...
And I'll even give you a specific...
Go ahead.
I can give you a specific number just to kind of appreciate what's been going on around the country. At this point in time in 2020, 101 million had early voted already, and the Democrats had a 10-point lead. As of this morning, the 101 million is 79 million, and the 10-point Democratic lead has melted down to 2 points. So when I'm seeing, not just with voter registration, but with early voting, that there's very little visible signs of Democratic activity, again, that to me is telling a big story. And what's really interesting, Newell, is in the mail-in states like California and Oregon and Washington, we're talking about mail-in voting being down 40% relative to this point in time in 2020. I don't think you can make up a 3-touchdown loss with 4 touchdowns in the fourth quarter and holding and not letting your opponent score any.
And the significance of that, because I talk about that a lot, John. Those are states that really have scrubbed their voter registration rolls, because they also believe in mail-in voting, but they also believe that the only value of mail-in voting is if your voter registration rolls are sacrosanct, right? So you're not going to get a lot of problematic voters there, and if they're down 40%, that is really telling there, because that's almost their preferred way of voting. Correct me if
I'm
wrong.
In fact, not only is it the Democrats' preferred way of voting, but in states where they have nothing but mail-in voting, like, say, Colorado and Oregon and Washington, when I'm seeing mail-in voting several million votes less than what it was at this point in 2020, to me, there's obviously a reason that people are holding back their ballots, and I think a large part of it is lessened enthusiasm on the that is hitting more on the Democratic side than on the Republican side.
I hadn't followed that close. There hadn't been a lot of reporting, actually. The mainstream media hadn't reported on that phenomenon that you just outlined at all, that I can recall. I mean, have you seen that anywhere?
Here and there, but the dirty little secret about it is it takes a lot of work to compile all that data. because you're talking about each state has their own reporting cycle and their own way of disseminating the information and so forth, I basically made it kind of my extracurricular activity, so to speak, for the last 2 months. And, you know, when I'm seeing a 10-point lead melt down to 2 points, that's very telling to me. And by the way, in Louisiana, what happened was, for the first time ever, Republicans led in early voting for 10 days in a row. And even though the volume was almost identical to what it was 4 years ago, what happened was you had more people in person, less people mail voting. Black turnout went from 30 to 25%. And I'm seeing that kind of thing happening in Georgia and North Carolina, which, of course, are more swing statey than we are.
No, absolutely. It's interesting, some of the characteristics that you just outlined. You've been doing this for a long time. I don't recall those type of movements that often in the last two decades.
Right. And what you remember, I want to say it was in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina that early voting was first introduced to Louisiana. And in the gubernatorial election of 07, I want to say like 12 to 14% voted early. Well, this year with 965 or so thousand early votes, I think that number is more like 47%. In other words, half the vote is already spoken for as you and I are speaking now.
Yeah. John, I've got a text here. It says, I call BS. Do y'all not remember COVID inflating the mail-in ballots?
But the COVID question.
Right. But when you go to the midterms, you had similar numbers, did you not?
You know, I've answered it. It's a good question to ask, but I've answered it 500 times. And what that is that if, let's pretend, a decrease in mail-in voting were accompanied with an increase in in-person early voting, I would shrug it off. And by the way, that's what's happened here in Louisiana, where we traded one type of vote for another. But when I'm seeing the trade involves more Republicans and less Black, I'm afraid the gentleman that's saying BS perhaps has not done his research as well as I have.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. There was an anomaly. I got another text here. It says, Iowa, anyone? You guys seem to be skewed to the right. So tell us about what you see in Iowa.
So what's going on in Iowa, and this is something that the Democrats are all excited about starting Saturday night. So polling has been showing small and steady gains to Trump, and even in Iowa, where he was comfortably ahead, well, this pollster put out a poll Saturday night showing Kamala Harris ahead, which, okay, that's interesting. But I can tell you a couple of things that, again, don't get reported. Number one, this pollster, she has wide swings in her numbers. In other words, in 3.5 months' time, a Trump lead of 18 went to a Harris lead of 0.3, which you don't see those kinds of swings in politics, number one. Number two, if I were seeing all of a sudden all kinds of other polling being released that mirrored this one poll in Iowa, I might be inclined to give it more attention. But for those reasons, I just shrug it off as, well, occasionally you have that wild poll at the last minute that gets a lot of attention, and, well, it'll be one of those things that we remember post-election day as kind of a Halloweenish type of moment.
Yeah, it would be one thing. I mean, it's one thing to have a swing of that large, but when you see all the other polls don't even have a semblance of a momentum swing, right? I mean,
correct.
So there's not any that even embrace the smaller sphere as opposed to the larger. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And there's another thing, too. The individual who asked about Iowa, well, the dirty little truth is there were two polls from Iowa that were released on the very same day. There was, of course, the Ann Selzer poll, which the Democrats are happy about. There was another poll released by Emerson College that showed Trump up by 10 points.
Interesting.
So there's a little more context to what about Iowa than just that one solitary poll.
And in full transparency, the pollster that gave the pro Harris, the poll that came out pro Harris, she's actually well respected in y'all circles.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's not this fly by night pollster, but that's not what you're saying. But every now and again, I'm sure you've had that similar experience where you have this anomaly that shows up. You got to report it because it is what it is, right?
Yes. And by the way, another interesting thing, too, about that poll, and I do encourage people to look at the whole story. So it did show Harris up. But another thing about the poll, which strikes me as a bit odd, one of the things that's fashionable for pollsters to do to make it look like they're adequately representing the population, they'll ask the voter, who did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? With the idea being that since Trump carried Iowa, I think by 7 points in 20, that a poll asking that question should similarly show Trump up by 7. It showed Biden ahead.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So, like I said, there's more to the story than just that one number, but it's a good discussion topic.
So last question. You and I will be together 4 hours tomorrow evening at the end.
Yes.
Of that experience, if you're a betting man, do we know who the next president is?
I'm still going to go with, based on what I've seen from voter registration, from early voting, from polling.
No, what I'm talking about is from the results.
So we're
going to be able. But from the results, you think at midnight tomorrow night we'll have a pretty good feeling about who the next president is?
By midnight or 1 o'clock, yes, because two states that are going to report very quickly, and they have fairly early poll closing times, are North Carolina and Florida, and both of those have about 70% of their vote that is early vote, and it'll get reported in a flash. I mean, you remember seeing, 4 million votes pop up on your screen at 7:01 p.m. on Florida.
Right. Yeah, it'll be interesting, and then it could all come down to Pennsylvania. Here we go again.
It could. And the thing that I think is a good guidepost to tomorrow night, regardless of what your opinion is on who will win, there are truly 7 states that matter. The 3 blue wall states, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan. You have Arizona, Georgia, and North Carolina, Nevada. And that's really it. Everything else, you could pretty much call it now, but we'll, of course, wait for those data to come in.
Yeah. Look forward to tomorrow evening. As always, John Cuvion, political postal strategist and founder of JMC Analytics in Poland. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you at 8 p.m.
tomorrow evening.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks, and we're going to visit with Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon, to talk about the release of head coach Dennis Allen.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.